Institution ain't just a building, but a method of having black and brown bodies fill them. We ain't seen as human beings with feelings. Will the U.S. ever be us, Lord willing?
Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Lafayette. It ain't what it used to be. You're rocking with Dante Wilburn, and you're at 106.7, and we are going to have a great show today. I am going to get into the nitty-gritty of a certain word that many people use in Lafayette, and we're going to talk about it today. I have my wife with me. Tisha Wilburn is here. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. So Tisha, today I want to talk about how sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
I think that's false.
Okay. I agree. 110%. So listen, Lafayette, we are changing today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but negative words will always hurt us. I want to tell you that. Did you guys hear the difference of that?
Yeah.
Negative words will always hurt us. So Tisha can testify that words are powerful. The spoken word creates or it will destroy. It can either create life inside you or it can either kill. And you know this for a fact that often negative words is equivalent to murder.
Yeah, it is. Really is. Something that you keep with you. There's children that were children and now they're 100 years old and they still remember the things that someone has said to them.
Right. And you know, when they say that they remember what was said, there's this bitterness. Mm-hmm. There's this hatred, this way deep down of the word that was spoken to them, right?
Yes, that's right.
So we can't say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, because that's not true. So Lafayette, it's time to talk about the word. The word. It's a negative connotation to African American, to black people. The word. And I am gonna take your input today, Lafayette. I want to listen to what you guys have to say. So after you hear this episode, I want you to call in to 765-701-6000, okay? And I am going to play the voicemails that are left. Now, you might make the cut or you might not. So when you call in, make sure what you have to say is really tight, okay? So my wife is going to explain our situation that we just had. What was it? How many weeks ago?
It was last week. It was last week when it happened.
Okay. We've had an encounter. So I grew up in Lafayette. Okay. She grew up in Logansport. And I've been called this word from the opposing, the opposite race for a long time. Right. And so I was thinking, like, why is there so much power in this word? Okay. So listen to the experience that my wife has just recently went through. You ready to tell it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
So last week, my daughter gets off the bus and she, you know, is on to basketball practice. And later that night, she's like, Mom, I forgot to tell you that this two little boys were on the back of the bus and they called a biracial girl the N-word. And the other boy chimed in and said, yeah, you are, because you're half black.
Ooh.
While my daughter's sitting there, my daughter is chocolate.
Yeah. That's our little chocolate drop.
She's our chocolate drop. And she is a black little girl, but she is a strong little girl. So, you know, she turns around and says, you know, no, she's not. And she held that all throughout the day with the little boy in the first period of class. And he was telling her friends and telling his friends what he said. And she just held that posture of being strong. But that word still, when she came home, she stayed strong, but you could still tell that
she was bothered.
She was offended by it.
Offended, bothered. Yeah. So she comes in and she tells, you know, the kids always go to the mom.
Right.
Yes. So dad is, you know, coming home. When I get home from working the hours, you know, it's dad likes to just have fun. you know, when I get in. But mama, she makes sure they're ticking, you know.
Right.
What did you do at school today? How did you do it? What homework do you have? You know, like it's a regimen. So she comes in, she tells you. How did that make you feel?
It first makes you really mad. I mean, that's the original thought, because you know where that's coming from. Kids just don't pick that up and make that up on their own. They're hearing that at home. And
okay, so you think it came from home?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so you say it came from home. Why couldn't it have just come from TV?
It came from home, because what are they watching? It's what you entertain. So they're hearing maybe their parents say it, or maybe, you know, something like that. They heard somebody say it, an adult.
Okay, so now that you know that where it originated from, and now you're mad, are you mad at the child?
I would not say I'm mad at the child.
Hey,
but
she took too long to say that, y'all.
I was upset. I was upset that a child fills that bold to say that straight to their face. A little black girl's face.
Yeah. That is really foul. But okay, so now, if you weren't mad at the children, were you mad at the parents?
Yeah, I would say I was mad at the parents, because then you start thinking, okay, do I see this? Do I know this parent? Do I, you know, do we drop the kids off at the same time? Because we have a lot of interaction being parents
at a school.
At a school, yes.
Got it. All right, so now let's get into, she tells you, like, hey, this happened. You're immediately, I know you're probably nose started sweating because she's salty.
That's right.
She's mad, right? Okay, so now you find out, you know, what was the first person, who was the first person you told?
I called the school.
So you called the school before you talked to me?
No, I told you first.
Okay,
All right, so was I the first person you
called?
Yeah, I told you.
Okay.
I told my mother-in-law.
Okay. All right, so you called other people, getting their opinions.
Right.
Like,
my best friend.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. So you called, like, multiple people.
Yes.
And what did they all advise you to do?
Get with the school. So that's the first thing I did, was get with the principal office.
Okay. So that same day, do you call the school?
Well, it was the nighttime. It was night when I found out about it. So that morning I called the school and left a message.
Okay. And then, so how long does it take for them to get back with you?
I ended up calling a second time, because I called in the morning, left a message, didn't hear anything. And then I called again and got in touch with the assistant principal.
So when you talk to them, what do they say? What happens?
Well, they say, you know, they understand the way I feel and that it was bad and, you know, that he shouldn't have said that. But essentially happened on the bus, so it's up for the transportation to deal with that.
Okay, so they tell you, they take it and then they pitch it to the transportation. So did you have to call the transportation?
See, that's what I thought. I thought that they would get with transportation, but they did not. So I got with transportation the following day.
Okay, so you had to call transportation.
Yes.
All right, so Lafayette, when you guys call in, I want to hear what you guys think about how this is going down. 765-701-6000. We're talking about that word, okay? So now Tisha has, you've called the transportation committee after calling the school and talking to the assistant principal?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so when you call this person, what happens?
He has to review the videos.
Okay.
So he said, I'm going to pull the videos Monday morning, and I will let you know.
Okay, so how long did it take to pull the video?
I talked to him back, like, noon on the following Monday. So he just did it in, like, 4 hours or so.
Okay.
So it was pretty quick.
All right, so in this time, I think another thing I want to talk about do you feel like this was injustice to you or to your child?
I would say yes, just because it was a form of bullying after the fact, because he did get called down to the office, but then he came back and told his friends, well, so-and-so is a snitch. So you have the audacity to call me the N-word, and then you get in trouble for it, called down to the office, but then you say, I'm a snitch because I told on you for calling me a racial slur.
Okay, so after you talk to the transportation committee that following Monday.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they say what?
Would be kicked off the bus for 3 days.
Okay. They said he was going to get kicked off the bus for three days. Mm-hmm. But then you just said about how your daughter was being called a snitch. So in the interim, did they pull the kid and tell him, hey, you're going to be in trouble, and left him, kept riding the bus, or what happened?
As of yesterday he was still on the bus. So I'm not sure exactly what happened. I just know that he was going to be, maybe it's going to start on Monday. Well, he'll be kicked off the bus for 3 days.
First she was called, well, the other girl was called the N-word.
Right.
And then, you know, she's standing there. Then the kid gets in trouble.
Right.
And then now the kid is still riding the bus and calling her a snitch. Not only has previously said the N-word, but now she's being called a snitch. Now she said she didn't want to ride the bus.
That's right. Yeah.
So now not only and this other young girl been called this derogatory name, now she doesn't want to ride the bus, and she's actually changing her lifestyle and our lifestyle as opposed to the other child that said it, right?
Yeah.
So the reason why I ask that is because a lot of times I talk to a former detective. He says that people want instantaneous punishment.
Right.
Okay. So he says you have to let it work through the system.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you think that the punishment was fast enough?
It was under the circumstances, I would say yes.
Okay. So you think it was fast enough. Now, my next question is, being suspended for 3 days, Lafayette, I'm asking you just as I'm asking her, because I don't even know this answer. Being suspended for 3 days
off the bus, not from school.
Not from school, is that justice? What do you say?
I would say, honestly, no.
Okay. All right, that's not justice. What is justice then?
You know, I really don't know what would be the right discipline, you know, for that. I just know that 3 days off the bus is just kind of like a slap on the hand, like he's going to say it again.
Okay. So, Lafayette, this is where we are today. I mean, seriously, let's talk about it. Let's think about it. I want you guys to call in and tell us what we should do, what we should know, what we shouldn't do, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Let's talk about it. I don't care what your viewpoint is. I want to hear everyone's viewpoint on this, okay? So, as of right now, he's not suspended from the bus, but he was told that it's going to be a 3-day suspension from the bus.
That's right.
All right. So, Tisha doesn't feel like that's good enough. And so my question to you, Lafayette, is that good enough? Being called that word on a bus, 12-year-old kids suspended for 3 days, is that fair? Is that injustice? Where are we at? I am opening this dialogue in Lafayette. I want to hear from everyone on every side, whether you agree or disagree. So you guys call into the phone. I'm gonna tell you again, it is 765-701-6000. Call, let's talk about that word.